Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Debatatorium, or what I would like to call Ultimate Debatatorium. I want to call it Ultimate Debatatorium because this is, we're going to have two amazing debaters. First of all, the Debatator of the Year 2006.
I don't need an introduction. This is Lord Phantom Zest.
Woo!
That was an introduction, though.
He's the best.
Please,
he's
okay. And tell us who you are.
Well, I am a fashionable entrepreneur, an alchemist, and, let's not forget, a time traveler.
From the, what century are you from? Or?
Well, I would answer that question, but I'm being surrounded by lewd braggarts right now. I'm from the 18th century.
Excellent. And of course, our also Debatiator 2007.
That's right. That is more recent than 2006.
Yeah, in fact,
Woo!
It's still 2007.
Be quiet. Shut up.
Woo! Give it to us. We deserve it.
It's true.
I'll talk when the people are done shouting in the background.
We're done. Woo!
There you go. No, they're done.
Well, I'm testing that out.
Okay. Please tell us who you are, sir.
My name is President Byron Samuels of the Offense Academy.
The OOA. You're the OOA now?
Ooh-ah.
Wah.
Ooh-ah.
All right.
As we prefer to be pronounced.
Ooh-ah.
It's
Ooh-ah.
Shut up! It's easier.
All right. Excellent. Well, let's see. Since this is Ultimate Debatatorium, rather than the typical A or B kind of questions, we decided to go with a more open-ended, larger question, and it's pretty much the big question. The question is why? And since, Lord Zest, you are the earlier debater, we decided to let you go first to tell us why.
As right you should. Now, I love why. Why is the 30th letter of the alphabet?
I'm sorry, 30th?
Yes, 30th letter of the alphabet. You see, in my time, we had a grand total of 31 letters of the alphabet. I have had the opportunity, or rather the disappointing opportunity, to look at the alphabet of today and notice it has devolved quite a bit.
Well,
you don't have your square, your circle, your diamond, umlaut.
Well, that's an interesting bit of history there. And we like history, but you may note that the letter Y is not a question. And I think we mean the word Y, like W-H-Y, Y. The question, why, not the letter. So does that change your argument at all, I hope?
No, not really.
No, but yeah.
Because I love talking about the 30th letter of the alphabet.
No, well, okay.
It's one of the things that truly gets my blood boiling in life.
So are you implying that the reason...
Well, besides fashion, time travel, and alchemy.
The reason why is the letter Y.
Of course. Does it need to be any more complicated than that?
I would have hoped.
Well, then you've been disappointed. As disappointed as I have been when I saw this century's alphabet.
No, we still have the letter Y.
Yes, but you lost diamond, you lost square, you lost circle, you lost triangle,
well,
you lost umlaut.
Now we spell those things with other letters.
Like what?
Well, square is spelled with a S-Q-U-A-R.
That just seems so needlessly complex.
Well, it's all right.
You only need one character, and that's a square.
President Samuels, hopefully...
Yes, Mr. Allen.
Hopefully you have another answer of why.
Well, first off, I want to respond to Lord Zest over there, because I want to point out the fact he comes from the past, which is where things happened before now in the timeline of history.
Yeah.
It's like a cause, and causes are exactly what I'm arguing against. Causes are what caused science and logic and reasonability and all the things that the answer to the question why is come about from.
Well,
why is the most insidious question that's ever been asked on the planet, because all it does is make people think about things and get things wrong. Now, that is why my answer, or I should say that's the reason for my answer to the question of why is no. Because if we allow why to exist, all people is gonna do is try and question the truth, and that's against our rights as people not to know anything. And I know firsthand that I don't know anything.
Well,
and knowing nothing is better than knowing everything, because that way I don't have to question my beliefs.
But wouldn't you say a cause is the cause of you not knowing?
Absolutely, that's why. I mean, that's the reason.
But isn't cause a cause of truth and rightness, too?
Truth is just there. I'm against causes. If truth makes other stuff happen, that's all right.
But
I don't like causes to happen.
But isn't the Offense Academy a cause that you're supporting?
It's an effect.
Oh.
May I just interject for a quick second?
Please.
Interjection all you want. It's an effect on other stuff.
I cannot take my opponent seriously at all, because he deems me a fool. He does not think that in my time here in the 21st century, I haven't done a bit of research, and I know what this cause is that he keeps talking about. It is clear clearly the African-American comedian.
All research does is find
and
answers.
He's just trying to sell me pudding pops.
Bill Cosby is the cause?
Why is he trying to bring this up in a debate about why?
To be fair, it's not just him who thinks you're a fool.
I don't care about Bill Cosby.
I do too.
All right. Okay, we've got a number of experts for this very important question, and I think our first one did want to say something. Please.
Yes. Hello again, Frank Allen, the rest of humanity.
Oh, hi.
This is, of course, Thomas Alva Edison.
A noted scientist.
More than a scientist, sir. Inventor, wizard, time traveler, honorary Green Lantern, and now, for the low price of very little, a pop icon.
Yeah, you're biased.
You can purchase my phonograph with a free daguerreotype, might I add.
You're not impartial. You've been looking for why all your life.
Yes. Babble, babble, babble. I think what's really important tonight here,
yes, please,
Frank, is not who is right and who is wrong, but who is most like Thomas Alva Edison.
Who's that?
Well, let's consider for a moment. Lord Zest is a time traveler.
That's like you.
From the past.
That's like you.
But yet he's incredibly dense.
Oh.
And also, I'm fairly certain, a homosexual.
Oh.
Okay, I have just about had it. Every single last debate has been about my sexuality.
Indeed. This is about the pressing question of the times, is it not?
No, it's about why.
Oh, right, sorry. Anyway, but listen, Lord Zest, my gaydar does not lie. Look, see?
Wait,
there's a blinky light.
Don't you have to be gay to have gaydar?
Don't
gay
be ridiculous.
People do nothing but try to restrict our rights to have sex with men.
No, that's what they want to do.
And then, of course,
right,
there's President Samuels, who is a man.
Yes.
From the future, also like me.
You're from the past.
Don't be ridiculous. I can easily be both. I'm Thomas Alva Edison, for
I guess there was
sake.
A past before the past of you, so that makes you the future of something.
Precisely. Now, also, it's important to note, President Samuels is clearly visible through my nonsense goggles.
Meaning?
Well, I imagine that he either exudes no sense whatsoever, or so much sense that all of my instruments reset to zero.
Sense is just a code word for lies.
Oh man, lit up like a Roman candle.
So, in other words, he's full of it.
He's full of something, Frank.
Okay.
And let's face it.
So are you.
If you're going to be full of anything, it should be Thomas Alva Edison.
If I was not full of something, I'd be empty, and then I'd be like a hollow.
All right. So you support President Samuels, not Lord Zest.
For the moment, until he starts making not enough sense or any sense at all, at which point, immediately, I will shift to Lord Zest. I will leave you, Frank,
please,
you debaters, you experts, and all of you out in Radioland, radio, another thing I invented,
excellent,
through Marconi, my puppet,
well done,
with a single thought. Why Thomas Alva Edison? Thank you. And good night.
Thank you very much.
Now, I would just like to say, I would like Mr. Edison's nonsense stricken from the record. He is clearly part of the conspiracy against me from the very beginning of this debatatorium tournament.
Well, the conspiracy
to claim that I am of the homosexual persuasion.
If there's a conspiracy against you, it's not doing a very good job. You've been winning every time.
Yes, but that's not the point of it. The point of it is my legacy. And yes, winning is part of my legacy, but...
Isn't that enough? Let's look at the facts here. You're concerned with fashion.
Right.
You have a British accent. That sounds...
All these people trying to win, all they care about is success over all the other qualifications. If you're just out there trying to win, are you going to go out and make the best high quality that you can produce?
I just don't understand how a man of fashion in your time can be considered homosexual. In my time, every man is expected to be considered fashionable.
Well, that's interesting. Anyway.
The dandy is quite a popular species in my century.
Okay, now we do have another expert who is waiting online, speaking of that, who I think is, oddly enough, a fashion expert. Please, expert?
Well, yes, this is Lord Fenton Zest.
Lord Zest, you can't be an expert, you're debating.
I'm an expert on myself.
No, that's not...
The ultimate expert on myself and the expert on fashion.
No, you can't be an expert on... No.
And I say Lord Fenton Zest should win this debate.
No, you can't be an expert. All right, we have a real expert now.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Hi there, who's this?
My name is Frangelica Perklebottom.
Frangelica Perklebottom?
That's me.
Okay, and please, what do you have to say on the question of why?
I'm the founder of Former Philosophers Advocating the Truth.
Oh, excellent.
Oh,
that
good.
Sounds...
I'm in favor of the truth. Philosophy has no, not so much, but the truth is good enough for me. Yeah.
Well, our organization is made up of several people who used to be philosophers by profession, and in our searches we have come to the answer, which of course eliminates our need for philosophizing.
Oh, great. What's the answer?
Because.
That doesn't actually answer.
Because has got cause right in it. It's
that's
like
true.
You put B in front of cause.
Well,
it's nothing better than disguising the conspiracy for causes with some kind of extra letter in front of it.
No. Stop peddling your pudding pops. Now, listen, I like your concept here. I would just like to revise it a little bit and add to the thesis. Because I said so. Does that improve on it, any?
No. Oh. The whole point of because is that it has depth and meaning.
What's the depth?
It's so deep that only former philosophers can understand.
And what's the meaning?
Again, so deep that only philosophers can understand.
That's not really...
It is the universal answer, Frank Allen. Ask why to anything.
Why?
Because.
Oh.
At least I got a subject and verb in mind.
Why is because the answer?
Because.
Well, why should... All right, how about this? What if the answer is... not because.
You're wrong. It's not.
Okay, well, what if I'm like, why should I think the answer is not because?
You shouldn't.
See, that you just said it wasn't because. So it's not universal.
It's generally universal.
But that's not universal if it's not that time. Why are you wrong about it being because?
Because.
Then you're wrong.
But I'm also right.
And wrong.
And right.
Lord Zest?
My response still stands. Because I said so. That's why.
I thought the answer was the letter Y.
Well, that too. 30th letter of the alphabet plus because I said so.
The letter Y because I said so.
Exactly.
Mr. Allen.
Yes?
I would like to point out that while I sound like I'm a third party here, I actually am advocating Lord Zest's point of view.
Oh, really?
As you may be aware, many philosophers tend to approach the world in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter Y in certain archaic languages actually means because. It represents the word because.
Actually, I think it means something in Spanish, doesn't it?
It means and in Spanish. It's not Spanish we're talking about.
So is the answer and?
Spanish is just exists to confuse people who don't speak English.
Well, you just exist to confuse people.
If I could clarify.
Please.
It's not pronounced Y in Spanish, it's pronounced E.
E's a different letter entirely.
In English.
Well, that's what we're talking.
You were asking about Spanish.
And they use the letter Y.
And they pronounce it E.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does in Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries.
Byron?
What?
Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, the only thing I have to say is that people go around speaking Spanish, they're not going to expect me to understand them because it's foreign languages. Now, when you've got one letter E and another letter E, and I say write E on the paper, you don't know what I'm speaking about because speak Spanish.
Apparently, they think you're saying write and on the paper, which doesn't really, that sentence doesn't even mean anything.
You know,
if you get on a piece of paper and you write something, it's like your literacy. So you got letters.
So in other words, you have two E's in your alphabet.
You can have as many E's as you want in your alphabet. It doesn't matter as long as you know how to be literate writing.
May I help you there, President Samuels?
Yes.
In French, the letter I is pronounced E.
What?
Yes.
So they'd be like, hi, E, I'm happy to see you.
No, they would say it completely differently.
Then that's even less sensical.
It's more conspiring against people who speak English to speak other languages.
All right, well, I think we have another expert who maybe can be more clear about what this is trying to say.
Just remember.
Yeah?
Because.
I'll think about it. Please, introduce yourself, sir.
Greetings, radio listeners. My name is Professor Eldridge Kentwood, and I've come onto the airwaves to give form to this rather shapeless debate.
Oh.
And announce that I have published an article in Esoterica Quarterly. Coming out this April, I have an article about the 5% theory.
About why?
It's the theory that states that the government is justifiable to doing whatever it is to combat terror, even if only 5% of investigated cases cause terror.
What now? I'm sorry, what does that have to do with our debate?
I simply felt it was a more interesting topic.
Oh, well, but we're talking about why, though. I mean, that's a pretty big question. It's pretty open-ended, and you still found a way to not fit it.
Indeed.
I think I'm starting to understand here. Maybe perhaps one possible answer to why is there just simply is no reason, because there's just simply no reason why this man is here right now.
Lord Zest, you are a fool, and I am indeed highly skeptical of your claim to be a lord, for if there is a land called Zest, I would truly not want to exist there.
It would probably smell good.
In point of fact, the entire purpose of life is the glorification of myself, Dr. Eldridge Kentwood.
That's the reason that everything exists.
Indeed.
This, I researched the topic before I came in.
My entire life has been research.
On yourself.
Indeed, the glorification of self.
That kind of glorification of self and self-love is something I can actually appreciate right there. You got something good going on.
I know.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. If I was to say to you, Hey, what's better, the letter Y or the word no? What would you say about that?
I would slap you in the face for being a fool.
I don't think I'm going to ask you then.
If you forced me at gunpoint to answer.
Well, that's good. I like that.
I would send my manservant to protect me.
We have guns.
But if my manservant failed to protect me from your threat.
I shot him, so.
The choice is the letter Y in the word and.
Why?
I would say the word and is better, for it is less easy to substitute.
So your answer to the question why is the word and in Spanish?
I suppose so, but it's an immaterial point. Well, not even worth stealing.
Perhaps not. Perhaps not.
My class is Thursdays from 2:30 to 4.
I can't advocate that. You seem to be kind of mean.
No.
I have tenure. I can do whatever I want.
I just saw up an alternative answer to your question.
Of why?
Allen.
Oh, good.
Of why? Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yes, sometimes. You know, when the other ones don't quite work.
Sometimes the letter Y because I said so.
No. Yeah, sometimes is a separate reason altogether. When the other ones simply don't work.
So it's multiple choice. A, sometimes. B, the letter Y.
No. A, E.
A, E, B, C.
No. A, E, I, O, and U.
Me.
No.
What?
No is his answer. President Samuels, what do you say to the guy, the doctor, professor?
Well, if things happen like a monograph, or he's a professor, all professors do is tell you answers to things, which is exactly what's conspiring with Y. Because as soon as you have Y, it's like a question. So people go in there... Yeah, asking things and expect to get answered, which is just what academics and Eldridge Kentwoods like to have, is people talking like they know what they're saying. But, so, well, where are you going to go with that, right?
But, I'm not sure who makes less sense here, you or Professor Kentwood.
But no is an answer.
No.
Is an answer.
No.
You've taken my mic from me.
Oh, give him his mic.
I'm forced to amplitude my voice to ridiculous quantities.
Ah, thank you for returning my microphone. Now the eloquence of my voice can be poured over the listeners like glistening honey.
All right,
honey.
Well, I can tell you're fond of your voice, but continue to tell us why.
Oh, you demand my continued presence on this program. Well, very well, then.
No, I don't demand your presence, but if you're going to give us your presence, you have to stay with us.
I already answered this question. The answer for why is so that Dr. Eldridge Kentwood can continue to participate in life to his fullest and continue to prove himself the once-in-a-generation intellect.
What
so
about...
smart that he should be allowed to hunt others for sport.
Well, what about the people who never meet you? Why for them?
That is their loss.
But why for them, then?
Their purpose. They're forced to walk the earth, lonely and purposeless. Any purpose they devise shall be a hollow lie. That they will be lured to false ends with.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for that, and I guess we've helped fulfill the purpose of the universe now. But we do have another expert to get...
Please pause while I say bah. Bah!
You just... Okay. You said it
all
twice.
All the esteemed Dr. Professor Doctor have to say is that Professor, if he is a professor, Eldridge Kentwood has treated us to the same jingoist egoistic, self-serving, Stalinistic, Goebbelistic crap.
Goebbelistic?
That he has treated his students to for years. All Professor Kentwood is, once again, I'm using the title loosely based on the hearsay I've been presented with.
He's not really Kentwood?
Professor Kentwood, if that is his real name, is nothing more than a pawn of the government.
Professor Doctor, if that is in fact your real name, you've already...
Doctor, Professor Doctor, my good man!
You've already heard!
Do not insult
Silence.
Me by removing
Silence.
My rightly earned titles, you blowhard!
Professors, doctors,
doctors,
all right.
Doctors, professors, Alan!
And Lord.
Let me clarify
some
this.
Some of us prize our educational titles.
Let me
I
clarify.
I read your last
Hold
publication
on.
In Scientific Monthly. It was borderline littered. I encourage listeners to destroy their radios so they
Professor.
No longer hear this man.
Professor.
I'm surprised that
no,
you can read so that you can't even form a coherent sentence!
Professor, you've had your say. Hold on a minute. Let me get what he's trying to say. Doctor, is your name Professor Doctor?
My name is Dr. Professor Kentwood Eldridge Doctor.
So your first name is Doctor.
Esquire.
Your first name is Doctor. Your last
no,
name
my
is...
my title is Doctor. My title is Professor. My first name is Kentwood.
Your last name is Eldridge.
My last name is Doctor. My middle name is Eldridge.
Okay. So Doctor Doctor.
Doctor Professor Doctor.
I'm shortening.
No, Alan.
DPD.
N.
Alan N?
No, just N. I'm shortening.
But that's the end of my name. All right, hold on.
It's more efficient this way, N.
Let me ask you something. It's kind of an important question. Why?
I didn't come on your program
to answer my questions.
That to debate why I had to dispense with this mockery of education coming out of the loathsome orifice mounted on the shoulders.
Well, let me just say this:
human pile of excrement, Dr. Eldridge Kentwood.
Well, he told us why. So if you don't, I guess
fine.
He's more qualified.
Do you want to know why?
I want to know why.
Why is very simple.
Yes,
there is no answer, or academia itself falls on its head.
Why is that bad?
I would lose my doctorates and professitudes.
Frank Allen, I called for the sole purpose of luring this creature out of the waxwork so I could denounce him as a fraud.
As if you could ever lure me out of anything, you dolt. I've bested you in every intellectual challenge since the bi-academic challenge of last year.
Okay. And I think we know why. Now, moving on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't talking for the past 5 minutes. I was just wondering what I was going to do when I win.
No, that's fine. There was nothing important happened. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much.
I also prefer President Samuels.
Excellent. Oh, we got a verdict.
Oh, you would.
All right, so let's see. You voted... No, hold on. I can't remember who's supporting who
yes.
now. You supported President...
Lord Zest.
Zest.
There's only one vote that matters, that of the doctor, Professor Doctor.
And you
President
supported...
Samuels.
You supported President Samuels.
Well, as the expert on Lord Vanton Zest, I vote for Lord Vanton Zest.
I
you
supported
an
Samuels.
None of you are experts. You're debaters.
What am I not an expert?
For sure. I am the most expert of experts.
I'm not
Hence
counting
me
you.
Me being saved for the final program.
All right. Yes?
You are correct. I, Frangelica Perklebottom, former philosopher and current sex phone operator,
I'm sorry,
do
you're
support
what?
Lord
I'm sorry,
Zest.
You're what? I'm sorry, who? What? What do you do?
I'm a former philosopher.
No, but after that.
I'm a current sex phone operator. Yes.
What does that mean? You mean like...
She operates a sex phone, you dolt!
What's a sex phone?
A phone of sex! How did you rise to the level of radio show personality without these simple inane knowledges?
You're all idiots, and I advise you to call 1-900-SEXY if you want to know what I do.
The term is pronounced idiotic. My good lady.
All right.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, we are moving towards the end of Ultimate Debatatorium, which means it is time for the final arguments. Lord Zest, taking into account everything you've heard tonight, why?
As I said before, 30th letter of the alphabet, because I said so, and sometimes.
But no, elaborate. Give me the why of the why.
The elaboration, quite honestly, has been heard throughout this entire program.
It means because.
Well, the shortened version, yes.
Because.
Yes.
Because you said so.
Because I said so.
Okay.
Plus the 30th letter of the alphabet, which is why, at least in my time, and sometimes when A, E, I, O, and U are not good enough.
All right. Let me ask you a question then, Professor Samuels.
Right. President Samuels, I profess nothing except what I say, which I do.
Why?
No.
Why no?
Well, let me explain the answer to that. Because, you understand, why is the sort of question that people like scientists and lemissions and all them types of...
Lemissions?
Like people or logics. They go around and they try to find answers and one thing leads to another like a causality or a causation or causeway.
Yeah.
So when you have a causeway like that, all it does is fog up the issue. Because, you know, if you know what's true, why find out why? I mean, for what reason find out why it is, for what reason it is, or try and get more evidence or cloud it up and all sorts of things where you might find out you don't think it's true anymore. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
So people come around and they're trying to muddy up my... They're all trying to confuse me, everybody in the world. But I got it right. And then they ask why, it's just trying to muddle me up is
well,
what it's
I gotta
trying
say,
to do.
If there really is a lot of people trying to confuse you, that would explain it. Otherwise, I don't know the explanation. But,
explanations is part of this conspiring, too.
Let me think, really, there's a lot to take in. Let me think about this. Why?
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, the letter Y is really, really doing it for me. Lord Zest, you are my ultimate debateator. You know why.
That's just because you're reasonable is what it is.
Lord Zest, can you tell us why you won?
Well, it's just quite that simple. First, I would just like to have a little bit of victory music in the background.
They got you something.
Thank you very much.
Music, right. All right, get that out. Thank you.
All right.
Now, what do you want to say? You are the ultimate debatator. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I gotta say, the experiment turned out to be correct. This whole tournament was a complete and total sham. By the way, I first have to just mention that the whole character, Lord Vanton Zest, was
a complete total
makeup. I'm actually from the future. My name
you're
is
not
Lord,
Lord Zest?
My name is actually Lord Zanton Vest from the 23rd century. I came here to infiltrate the tournament and
Lord
see if someone...
Vest?
Yes, Lord Vest. I came into the 21st century just to see, this is a bit of a historical time science experiment to see if someone really as stupid as Lord Vantinzest could win such a tournament.
But you are gay, right?
Of course not. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go home and sleep with my wife.
Oh, well, I guess, then, were the things... before you go, were the things that you argued true?
Oh, of course not. Oh. That's not even my real voice.
Oh my god. Well, apparently, the debatatorium was all a sham. So, tell you what, we're not gonna be back for debatatorium 2008, that's all I can tell you. Hopefully you enjoyed this mess while it lasted, and, I'll see if I can find a new job. It's Frank Allen. Goodbye. Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
As far as why goes...
Here comes my victory.
No.
What?
No, I'm going with President Samuels.
Take that, Kentwood!
President Samuels, what? You are the ultimate debateator.
That's true.
And what do you have... Like, congratulations. Why?
Well, just... I would like to thank everybody who supported me.
Harumph, good man, harumph!
Can't believe I lost. I've never lost before in my life.
All right, well, Zest, settle yourself down.
No, I can't settle down. I lost!
It's his victory speech. Please. Victory.
Don't I at least get the defeat speech?
No, you're fired. Go home. Back to the past where you came from.
I would just like to say that I would like to thank everybody who supported my efforts in my attempt to present all the points that I wanted to get across in a coherent and reasonable manner in the order which would proceed most clearly and with the greatest expediency towards the communication of my point.
Did someone help you with that?
No, I decided to put together my theses of my own accord without the assistance of outside agencies.
Or sense.
Well, I decided to dispense with the more sensible manner of argumentation and argumentation and
rationality.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Well, it certainly served you.
Well,
thank you.
You
did win.
I mean, it's not the method I've used at all other junctures in the past, but I thought that in a venue such as this one, it might be efficacious of me to abandon such reasonable and rational methods as have sometimes been employed on this program.
But you do believe that no is the answer, right?
Well, yes. In putting forth that hypothesis, I was not being in the least disingenuous.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I think everyone can rest safe in their assurance that no is the answer and that you are the ultimate debater, right?
Yes. No.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
And that was the end of debater. I'm sorry, of debatatorium for all time. Hopefully it went out on a high note. No. No, I guess. Right?
No.
No. All right. Well, good night and goodbye.
Good evening, everyone.
That too.